Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 5, Understanding Srimati Radharani. After giving a summary of the beauty of Krishna, Ramananda Rai began to speak of the spiritual energy of Krishna, which is headed by Srimati Radharani. Krishna has immense energetic expansions. Three energies are predominant: the internal energy, external energy, and marginal energy. And this is confirmed in the sixth chapter of the Vishnu Purana, where it is said, Vishnu Shakti para prokta, Kshetra gyakya tata para, Avidya karma sangyanya, Tritiya shakti rishyate. Lord Vishnu has one energy, which is called the spiritual energy, and it is manifest in three ways. When the spiritual energy, however, is overwhelmed by ignorance, then it is called marginal energy. And as far as the spiritual energy itself is concerned, it is exhibited in three forms because Krishna is a combination of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Now, as far as Krishna's bliss is concerned, Krishna's spiritual energy is manifest as the pleasure-giving potency. Krishna's eternity is manifest as energy, and Krishna's knowledge is manifest as spiritual perfection. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Kladani Sandani Sambit Twai Eka Sarva Sangshraye Klada Tapa Kari Mishra Twai No Guna Varjite. The pleasure potency of Krishna gives Krishna transcendental pleasure and bliss. Thus, when Krishna wants to enjoy pleasure, Krishna exhibits his own spiritual potency known as Kladani. In his spiritual form, Krishna enjoys his spiritual energy, and that is the sum and substance of the Radha Krishna pastimes. These pastimes can only be understood by elevated devotees. So one should not try to understand the Radha Krishna potencies and pastimes from the mundane platform. Generally, people misunderstand these as being material. When the pleasure potency is further condensed, it is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani, the eternal consort of Krishna, is the personification of that Mahabhava. In this regard, in the Ujjvala Nilamani, Rupa Goswami states, Tayor api ubayor madye radhika sarvathadika mahabhava swarupe yang gunair ati variyasi. There are two competitors in love with Krishna, Radharani and Chandravali. But when they are compared, it appears that Radha is superior, for Radharani possesses mahabhava swarupa. Mahabhava Swarupa, the personification of Mahabhav, is applicable to Radharani only. Mahabhava is full of the pleasure potency, and it is an exhibition of the highest love for Krishna. Srimati Radharani is therefore known throughout the world as the most beloved of Krishna. And Radha's name is always associated with Krishna as Radha Krishna. The Brahma Samhita also confirms Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilat Mabuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Krishna expands himself by his pleasure potency in the spiritual world, and these potencies are all non-different from Krishna. And although Krishna is always enjoying the company of his pleasure potency expansions, Krishna is also all-pervading. Thus, Lord Brahma offers respectful obeisances to Govinda, who is the cause of all causes. As Krishna is the highest emblem of spiritual perfection, so too Radharani is the highest emblem of that spiritual pleasure potency by which Krishna is satisfied. Since Krishna is unlimited, in order to satisfy Krishna, Radharani is also unlimited. Krishna is satisfied just by seeing Radharani. But Radharani expands herself in such a way that Krishna desires to enjoy Radha more and more. Because Krishna was unable to estimate the pleasure potency of Radharani, Krishna decided to accept the role of Radharani, and that very combination is known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai then began to explain Radharani as the supreme emblem of Krishna's pleasure potency. Radha expands herself in different forms, known as Lalita, Vishakha, and Radha's other confidential associates. In his book Ujjvala Neelamani, Rupa Goswami explains the characteristics of Srimati Radharani. He points out that the body of Radharani is in itself an actual evolution of transcendental pleasure. That body is decorated with flowers and fragrant aromas, and is complete with transcendental love for Krishna. That is the personification of Krishna's pleasure potency. That transcendental body takes bath three times. First, in the water of mercy. Second, in the water of youthful beauty. And third, in the water of youthful luster. And after taking bath three times in that way, Radha's body is covered with shining garments and decorated with Krishna's personal beauty, which is compared to cosmetics. Thus, Radharani's beauty constitutes the highest artistry. Srimati Radharani's body is also decorated with the ornaments of spiritual ecstasy, trembling, tears, petrification, perspiration, choking, cessation of all bodily functions due to transcendental pleasure, stumbling, high blood pressure, and madness. The decorative transcendental pleasure potency manifests nine symptoms. Five of these are manifest by the expansion of Radha's personal beauty, which is adorned with garlands of flowers. Radha's patient calmness is compared with a covering of cloths which have been cleansed by camphor. Radha's confidential agony for Krishna is the knot in her hair, and the mark of tilak on her forehead is her fortune. Radharani's sense of hearing is eternally fixed on Krishna's name and fame, while Radha's lips become red from chewing betel nuts. Similarly, the borders of Radharani's eyes are blackened due to her complete attachment to Krishna. This darkness might be compared to ointment used by nature when nature jokes with Radha and Krishna. Radharani's smile is just like the taste of camphor. The garland of separation moves on her body when Radha lies down on the bed of pride within the room of aroma. And out of ecstatic affection for Krishna, Radha's breast is covered by the blouse of anger. Reputed as the best of all of Krishna's girlfriends, Radharani plays a stringed instrument. When Krishna stands in his youthful posture, Radha puts her hand on Krishna's shoulder. Although she possesses so many transcendental qualities, Radha is always engaged in the service of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is also decorated with Sudipta Satvika emotions, which sometimes include tribulation and sometimes pacification. All these transcendental ecstasies are manifest in the body of Srimati Radharani. Sudipta Satvika emotions are manifest when a lover is overwhelmed with certain feelings which one cannot check. Sri Radhika has another emotion known as Kila Kinchita, which is manifest in 20 different ways. These emotions are manifest partly due to the body, mind, and habit. As far as the bodily emotions are concerned, they are manifest in posture and movement. As far as the emotions of the mind, they are manifest as beauty, luster, complexion, flavor, talking, magnanimity, and patience. As far as the habitual emotions are concerned, they are manifest as pastimes, enjoyment, preparation, and forgetfulness. The tilak of fortune is on the forehead of Srimati Radharani, and Radha also has a locket of Prema Vaichitya. Prema Vaichitya is manifest when a lover and beloved meet, but then fear separation. Srimati Radharani is 15 days younger than Krishna. Radha always keeps her hand on the shoulders of her friends, and Radha always talks and thinks of pastimes with Krishna. Radha Thakurani always offers Krishna a kind of intoxication by her sweet talks, and Radha is always prepared to fulfill Krishna's desires. In other words, Radha supplies all the demands of Sri Krishna, and Radha possesses unique and uncommon qualities for the satisfaction of Krishna. In Govinda Lilamrita, there is a verse which states, "Who is the breeding ground for Krishna's affection?" The answer is that it is only Srimati Radhika. Who is Krishna's most lovable object? The answer is, it is only Srimati Radhika and no one else. Sheen in the hair, moisture in the eyes, and firmness in the breasts are all qualities present in Srimati Radhika. And only Srimati Radharani is able to fulfill all the desires of Krishna. No one else can do so. Satyabhama is another competitor of Srimati Radharani, but she always desires to come to the standard of Srimati Radhika. Radharani is so expert in all affairs that all the damsels of Braja come to learn the arts from her. Radha is so extraordinarily beautiful that even the goddess of fortune and Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, desire elevation to Radha's standard of beauty. Why, even Arundhati, who is known as the most chaste lady in the universe, desires to learn the standard of chastity from Srimati Radharani. And so, since even Lord Krishna cannot estimate Radharani's highly transcendental qualities, then it is not possible for an ordinary man or woman to estimate them. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 5, Understanding Srimati Radharani. recorded September 27, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.